After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to the America's Got Talent AfterBuzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 10. Tonight, we're going to talk about some of our favorites, we'll have some critiques, and we have a special guest with expert opinions. Stay tuned. Welcome, After Buzzers, to the America's Got Talent After Buzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 10. Tonight, we're going to talk about some of our favorites. We have some critiques, as well as our special guest with expert opinions. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. I got the eye of
the tiger. Oh.
Welcome, guys. We're here having a lot of fun today. I'm your host, Sean Paul Payton, and right next to me we have...
I'm Justine, and I'm very excited about this episode, by the way. I'm really excited to talk about it.
Me too. Same thing. Joseph Shepherd, guys.
And Mackenzie Fain.
And we also have our special guest singer-songwriter... All right. Thank you so much for stopping by here. Guys, we do just want to explain a little bit about our special guest today. And just so you know, Melinda was born and raised in sunny Santa Barbara, California, where she began singing at just 5 years old. At the age of seven, she was learning to play the piano. And moving right along here, she has received Best Female Vocalist at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. And she was the headliner of the 2017 NAMM show. Some other very important highlights. She opened for Tyrone Wells and Ernie Halter and the House of Blues in Las Vegas and went on to have her own residency at Treasure Island in Las Vegas. So we have a wonderful guest here with great experience.
Residency?
It was a month.
That's so awesome.
God. How many days, how many nights?
It was four a week.
That was like probably like the dream right there.
Oh yeah,
as like
awesome.
A singer.
It was
like,
awesome.
And then
that's incredible.
I read your opening for O Town.
I am.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Liquid Dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. Absolutely.
Awesome. This is so great to have you here because we know that you're going to add so much value to this show because especially when you're watching some of these singers, I know there's a lot of things that are coming to your mind and then just seeing what the other acts as well, there's some things that we really want to talk about. So why don't we talk about our overall thoughts? Let's just start right there.
Of the show?
Yes, of the show.
Surprising.
This was the worst judges' cuts I've ever seen, and I don't understand why they chose who they chose. This was bad.
I was shocked.
I said surprising, because I usually am pretty good at kind of telling who they're going to pick.
You're our expert prediction person.
No, not today. I was shocked. We can get into kind of...
Shocked is a good word. Mine was like jaw-dropping. Shocked. I couldn't even
fathom what was happening.
I wrote down some of the stuff that, like, I thought who was going to get in, but who didn't get in. But we'll just go with your flow. So.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's go ahead and start with some of our favorite acts tonight. One of mine that I really, you know, I like the animals. I like the cats. I did like the cats. They were the first act, and I thought the cats were good.
I didn't like them at first. Not that I didn't like them. I was like, it's, you know, we talk about this all the time. Yes. I know that you're new to the show, but to me personally, like animal acts, that's why they have dog shows. That's why they have other shows. Yeah. And that's the way I felt. But kind of after seeing the choices and stuff, like,
I could not agree with you more.
See, I was like, I didn't like anybody really. So.
After the whole show, I was like, I would give him a yes. Yeah, I was like,
oh, that's so funny. You know, they were great, and obviously cats are hard to train, but at the end of the day, they're cats. Like, exactly. I wouldn't pay to go see the show. Like,
no.
At Universal Studios, like, awesome for, like, one of the free shows you go, but to get, like, the main show in Vegas.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what makes me so aggravated watching this and seeing some people go through it. You just think, who's going to go pay to see that?
Right.
I always say that.
It's such a cool... Yes. It was great. I did like the cats, and I felt the same way, but...
Mm-hmm. To your point, you said who's going to actually watch that. There are cat cafes. Like, there's that cat cafe around in L.A. where people go.
LA. Right. But that's... Stop. It's L.A., and it's a cafe. It's not Dolby Theater.
But you have to pay, like, $20, $25, and people do it.
Stop really?
To sit and drink coffee with cats.
But to sell out a theater?
Go to a pet store.
Yeah, maybe they can do that.
They have free cats in boxes all the time on the side of the road. Like, it's so sad. But, like, just take one of those or something.
I just... I love that we agree with that. I think that there's a place like an animal show, but after seeing, like we said,
this one's good.
Oh, look at him. I like them now. He likes everybody though, so
I do.
It could be someone staying there. He's like, we know that was really great stance. Like, he'll just make something good out of it. We're like, no, we're the Simons.
I love it. I love it.
Show.
So, why don't we talk about a couple of singers that it seemed like we were kind of torn apart on? The kids that were doing their part here, Angel Garcia and Jeffrey Lee. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Angel was by far better than Jeffrey.
Absolutely.
Okay. I thought so too.
The voice was a lot more like
more
mature, and it was
voice.
More yes, correct.
Sure. I think the reason that you guys probably liked Jeffrey is because he did perform it more.
Yeah.
And you naturally are drawn to singers that perform, and you can excuse not good singing when people are
you don't
performing.
Think he was a good singer.
I don't think he was a bad singer at all. I absolutely think he was a good singer. I just absolutely think that Angel is better.
Mm-hmm. See, and coming from
voice,
a singer,
tone was
right.
Yeah,
she knows,
like,
and you're a singer, so like you know.
And I was thinking, if he went through, like, I would love to hear him sing like "Remember Me" from Coco. Like, mm-hmm. I think it would be gorgeous in his voice. I just don't think Jeffrey was ready.
That's such a great song. I totally would love to see that too. And it's just so funny. In my notes, as he was singing, we saw Angel. I'm speaking of. He's singing in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So great, amazing. And I wrote down in my notes, I wish that he did it with English back and forth. And then at the end, he pulled out the English because it just adds a really cool vibe
for sure
for everybody and not just for English speakers or Spanish speakers. It's a really cool thing. Yeah. And it's just a different sound. So I love that he pulled that out.
Yeah. I said, like, he has a great tone and voice, but I felt a disconnect to the audience. And it may have been, I mean, personally, maybe because I don't speak Spanish. Maybe that's why I felt disconnected, because I don't speak Spanish, but obviously people do. But I like what you said about adding English in there, because English is, like, especially the show, English is the main language. So people that are watching it mostly know English. So if he threw a little bit more English, like, the end is when I started getting into it because I knew what he was talking about. So it's like, but I'm not going to say don't speak Spanish. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. So I think he should do maybe, like, a little bit of both. Just
The song, exactly what you said, would be
perfect.
Been
the perfect choice for him. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
you waiting
say.
For you.
What'd
you say?
Oh, about this?
Everybody's being quiet.
I mean, like I said, like, I think that Angel was by far better. Back to the English and the Spanish point, it's like we said before, when the opera singer came on and he was singing all in Italian, like, when you don't know what they're singing about, I think that there becomes a disconnect. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, like, I really wish that, you know, sometimes there's subtitles. But it was a Bruno Mars song, so I did know what the song was about.
Right.
So.
Right. In opera, it's different. You know you're going to hear different
exactly.
languages.
See, I thought Jeffrey Lee was, like, by far better. Like, maybe, like I said, I don't know anything about music. This is just coming from an average listener that knows jack crap about music.
It was also, like, Whitney.
Yeah. But he connected with the song more than Angel for sure. But you can teach that.
Maybe Angel, that's what I said. Know. Great stage presence. Yeah, and he didn't need any backups or backup singers or dancers. Like, he just took over the stage, and that's what I liked about
Angel
him.
Had the cool, I was like, this kid is the coolest thing. Yeah. He was just so cool and like collected.
So are you surprised that they didn't choose either? Because I thought it was going to be either one.
Yeah,
I definitely think it'd be either one, but I'm not surprised in the sense that sometimes I don't think either of them are ready for like what would come from winning. They both still seem very shy and very young. Like we've seen kids on the show before.
That's what I was going to say.
But there's something about those kids that were way more mature. Like they've had momagers or something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like they've been trained to be a part of this. You can tell that they just have natural talent.
I've said on the show before, Carly Rose Sonnenclair, do you remember her on the show? She was like out of this universe. Yeah. I will never, ever forget that audition. Did you guys have, like, just take a step back. Has there been any America's Got Talent audition that you've just will never forget?
Bianca Ryan.
Really?
She's singing, I'm telling you. Like, she won, but she was 11, but she came out with all the confidence in the world.
Yeah, that was
good.
And I
think that's the difference.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, there's no one that I can really think of, I think.
Nothing left an impression on you?
I mean, God, there's just so many. Like, I don't know.
Okay, hard question, I guess.
What about you? And you?
He didn't win last year. I didn't think, I mean, he was a good vocalist, but I was really impressed by, I believe his name was like Brian Justin Crom. He did like a good rendition of Creep.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Correct. But it was good. I like how he changed it up.
It's hard for me to say. There's no one that's really standing out for me because really this season, I would say like, the acrobatic acts are the ones that are really standing out to me the most this time around. Them and, of course, the dance acts that have the special effects. Those are really catching my attention.
I agree
this
with
season.
You.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. Melinda, you've got some pretty good performance clips, so I do want to just go ahead and show one of your performance, one of your performances right now here. Yes.
Oh, I can't even listen to this.
This is amazing.
You need to go on America's Got Talent.
Where were those at? Where were those?
The first one was at Navy Pier in Chicago, and this was at the Skirball Cultural Center here in Los Angeles.
Fantastic.
You just have such a full voice. It's so crazy. I love
thank
it.
You.
Question, did you ever try out for one, like at a talent show, whether it's a talent show, like the X Factor, American Idol? Or...
yeah. So,
ooh, do you have any stories for us?
So I tried out for The Voice 3 times, and they always call me, and I go straight to producers. But the problem that they always have with me is basically I'm too happy. I don't have a story.
You gotta make one up,
it's
right?
It's like I'm not missing a lung. Nobody died. Like, I know. That's literally.
Dang.
So I stopped after
that
the third
kills
time.
Me.
That kills me. When we talk about that, it's like, because think about it. The people that come on this stage, example, we'll get into it, the We Three, I think. Mm-hmm. When you have a story, they want the audience to feel connected to the story. I don't know if you feel as connected to a good voice. And it's not saying that. It's just
it's TV at the end of the day.
Yeah,
it's TV at the end of the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So then mediocre people get in with a great story.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just like,
absolutely.
Did you ever try out for American Idol?
It's only been the voice. Yeah. And it's always, I'm like, guys, I'm the same person. Like, what do you want? Nothing tragic happened in my life last year.
At least they're glad to see you.
Right. So.
I'm not surprised, but that sucks. That's
it's TV.
It's TV. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do you want?
Right.
What do you want from me?
I just feel like there's still some people that don't have a story. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's like some people that make it that don't have a story. So it's just very weird to me.
It is weird how they choose, but.
But it's okay. You're better than that.
I know. You have so much. Oh, I mean, thanks. It's like. They know you'd fly through that place anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
So what about Quinn and Misha? Because they got the golden buzzer tonight.
Oh,
that was the 71-year-old lady and the 35-year-old man.
Yes.
First of all, this is what Mariah Carey is aiming for in Vegas that she fails at. To be picked up and twirled around.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. Like, at the end of the day, this lady was just picked up and twirled around.
That's all
that
she did.
I don't get it.
Look, she looks great. She's beautiful. I want to know what her diet is, but I would not pay to see that show.
No.
She wasn't even really dancing.
I literally wrote here, great dancer, but that's the only thing that makes it cool is that she's 70 and being like,
and why was
the
this
choreography
man...
wasn't even good.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
it was
awkward.
Yeah.
It was a little odd.
Yeah.
There were several people after that. I was like, that should have got the golden buzzer. Yeah. That should have gotten the golden buzzer.
I do like what they said, though, about how she is inspirational. Like, it's never too late.
Okay, there's a lot of inspirational people that, like, don't have talent.
But it's like, I can't fight for this one.
I am inspirational. Like, no,
I can't fight for this one, guys.
You can fight for it.
Yeah.
But it's so positive.
He is. Always try.
Yeah. Sorry, we, like, tear him down. We're like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
It's all right.
But it's like
I'm
I said,
keep bringing the positivity.
Last week, when I saw the thing about, like, a kid can be great for a five-year-old, but if they aren't great overall, like, if it's not, like, an amazing performance, I'm not going to put them through. You're great for a 71-year-old. But at the end of the day, are you up to par with like a 30-year-old who has a residency in Vegas? Yeah.
Always, always say, like at the end of the day, like, would I go pay my own money to go see them perform? And that's the way I usually go buy it.
You watch as a consumer.
Right.
I would like just, do they deserve a residency in Vegas?
Yeah.
So here was a little bit of a disappointment for me. Ricardo and Alejandro, I thought they were going to move on.
They're my favorite. They're my favorite, and I was shocked when they didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I see your face, and you don't seem to like them, and I'm
already getting mad. No. I wrote down, Alejandro can get it. That's
That's what
I was wrong.
Different show.
Wait, how did you tell the difference? I feel like they're identical twins.
Well, the one with the eyeliner was cuter.
Okay. And that was a shorter one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who did the blindfold. I thought that they were really, really talented. The one thing that I wanted to see from them is, like, because they did basically just the exact same thing last time.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to see more of a theatric type element. If it was adding more people in, if it was adding back, you know, backgrounds, if it was whatever it was.
More like
it just, exactly. Yeah. So something else I would have loved. I think that maybe if they pushed that, they would have gotten through.
Yeah, because the dangerous trick was cool, and that was pretty exciting, but... Again, it wasn't enough variety, right?
But yeah, but at the same time, compared to the rest of the people that we had tonight,
I
would have put them through. Yeah. But I think they dug themselves in the hole, and they said they didn't practice their most dangerous
trick
because I think that made them a liability, and I think that that was a fear.
Yeah,
that
you
they
were
might
saying
just
that
hurt themselves because they already hurt themselves once,
right?
And I'm worried that they would.
Wait,
I think
my problem
was
the people. How did they not get through compared to some of these people?
Problem with this act is, and all dangerous acts like this, it's about how often can you do this and how many times can you do it, and what are the what is the ratio of failing and succeeding? Like, I just, it doesn't add up to me to win this huge opportunity and this money. And
there's also so many times you can watch them flip.
Exactly.
True.
I mean,
that is true.
Yeah.
Good point.
It would have been a lot different, too, if like they did the flipping the first time and this time they came out and they did something with like the trapeze and stuff like that. Like, if it added more elements, you're like, they can do so much more.
Yeah.
Than
like, put a show on.
Exactly.
I think they should have maybe said that then, and then maybe they'd come back and try. I compared to who got through, I think they should have at least gotten to the last
Correct. You guys know group that I think that was really good as far as singers go was the We Three Family Band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were the first group where I actually felt myself tapping along and just kind of nodding my head to what they were doing. Like, for some reason, with the rest of the singers, I was just kind of just watching and observing and trying to think, oh, is this good? Is this bad? But I just naturally fell into their vibe. What about you guys?
I think they're incredible songwriters.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I would
that
buy
point.
That record in a heartbeat.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you want to know my problem with them?
Yeah.
Because I know everybody loves them.
Go ahead.
And
I'm going to agree with you.
Okay, so this is my problem. I loved how the guy started out, and it was really great and very capturing. Mm-hmm. I knew that they were going to have the girl come in and, like, be the, what is it called, the background to him, or
the harmony to him.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It didn't work for me at all. She should have had her own solo part. So it was like Lady Antebellum, and, like, it would
That's what they remind me of, Lady Antebellum.
Kind of, but I don't, like, that reminds me of two, like, trashy bar.
But didn't she sing a solo their first audition?
I think so.
Maybe
but
they're just changing it up a little bit.
That could be.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I really do.
I love their backstory. I think it has a great message, but I didn't. I like them, but I didn't get that wow factor from them. I'm not like all the judges. Everyone loved them so much. Like I love their. Like what we were talking about before, I think that what makes them so likable and relatable is that they have like a story.
Yeah.
And then besides, like without that story, do you think they would have been portrayed the same?
No.
So
you know what I'm saying? That's why.
So here's a group that I enjoyed their story. I enjoyed their performance. They were definitely top tier for me. Dance Team UDI.
Mm. I had to say UTI. Like
I know. I was like, they should maybe change that.
Yes.
fully.
I would pay to see them in a heartbeat.
Me
I feel
too.
Like they could have the relevancy the Blue Man Group does.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
I think they were the best all night. I don't know what you guys think, but I love that they have, I love their message that they were poor and they have a school for kids with disabilities. Like that's awesome, but it's the fact that they are. They're different. That is something, like I was saying, you would go pay to 100%. See them. Like, I would give my money to go watch a show. That's what this is about, a show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I would pay because it's so cool and it's so different. Yep. They were my favorite of the night.
I agree. Fully.
Okay, so before we move on to some more of our critiques, Justina, I know that you had a couple of things that you wanted to mention here tonight.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Okay, After Buzzers, our network producers here, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know if you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you to all of your comments. Like last week, we talked about some great things, and we had Miss Angela Brown comment. Oh, we had Lee Fane comment.
That's my mama.
and then we had lovely Celeste. But thank you guys so much for commenting and answering our little questions that we have for you on the show, because it adds a lot to it. So thank you.
All righty. So let's go ahead and move on to some critiques. One, you know, we could even critique the judges' decisions on these, not just the acts, because we've kind of gotten into that so far. Oliver Graves did not make it through.
Good.
So, I thought it was surprising.
I did too.
I think he should have gone through. I love stand-up comedy, and he reminds me of like Rich Hedberg, Dimitri Martin, Jacob Williams. Like, I love that dry humor.
I think
that's why Howie liked him, because Howie was a comedian, I think he saw what he was trying to do.
I thought it was funny. Okay. I definitely, going back to what you said with who trumps who, was, I think he was a top contender in this.
I would have picked him over the Cats.
Me too.
And I would have picked him over that sad dance team.
Oh, Talk about that.
Before we get into that, can I just say one thing about... Oliver, right?
Go ahead.
I think that comedy is subjective. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Comedy is just so hard. Like, to me, it takes a lot for me to, like, laugh and be like, ha, ha, you're funny. Like, to me, I didn't budge. I didn't feel it. But
it could just be
on
the style of comedy that you like, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's just so hard for comedians to win. We've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. Like, comedy is so... It's
hard.
There's so many different types that make people laugh, and if you can't get everybody in the audience, it's just...
Then you're not,
Pack Dance Team.
Oh, they made it. Were you guys surprised?
That was not called for.
No.
I want to take it all away.
Take it away.
Simon, Howie, Mel, Heidi, and then Shania Twain's wannabe. We need to take that back. They were as good as a bad school pep rally.
Yep.
There was nothing Joseph great about
stop.
That. They were not
but
in sync.
There's a difference between encouraging kids and giving them false hope. And I think that they all gave them false
hope.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
But I tell a question. Why do you think the judges let them through when they are critiquing, the guys that were doing all the flips, which is like super hard, and then the two singers?
I have a theory behind
it.
I think I know why.
Why?
I think that they're setting up Noah Guthrie to win.
You think so?
They're what?
I think they're setting up Noah Guthrie to win. He's the only one that had a fake out. And if you pay attention to past trends in shows, that was a fake out. I think that was completely staged to make him do the second song that he would kill.
They did that last week too with someone, with a singer.
Yes.
What's his name?
Joseph Bryant.
The guy that looks like a little Elvis like, I always thought.
I think that's maybe what his name is. I don't know, but he's saying he's in the Italian.
I always said he looks like Elvis a little bit. Yeah, they made him. They did the same thing to him, didn't they? They made him do another song, but it did seem fake.
It seemed set up. Yeah. I just feel like they're setting him up to win.
And I say this, and I feel really, really bad because you're singers. So, like, don't get me wrong. I know that you love the singers. To me, on America's, I just feel like there's so many shows for singers. There's
100%.
Yeah, there's like The Voice. There's all so many shows. There's only one show for. A team like UDI to come on,
but you can't say it's like this is America's Got Everything else but singing.
Like, yeah, that's true.
I get that. So it's like a very weird thing for me because I'm like the singer's like.
I think, to your point, because if you look through it tonight, I believe we had over half singers. Like, there was, like, probably between 7 and 8. So it was a lot of singers. Yeah.
And looking back at this season, I know that we talked about throughout all the seasons, like, half of the winners were singers. But even in this season, more than half the Golden Buzzers were singers. I think it was 4.
Right?
So that's, like, wow.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
But if I were a singer, what am I saying? As a singer, I wouldn't go on this show.
I wouldn't because
I feel like this isn't the show for singers. Even though they treat them well, when I think of America's Got Talent, I think in a Las Vegas act, I
variety
think of like
acts.
Cirque du Soleil. I think of dance troupes. I think of things like that. Mm. But a singer like We Three or Noah Guthrie, like I would just go see you at Hotel Cafe.
Exactly.
You know?
Do you think that they go on that show because a lot of times people that try out for X Factor, they do try out for American Idol. They try out for all of them.
Yeah.
And then whatever they can make it on, they make it on. Is that kind of what happens?
Yeah. And the singing shows obviously are oversaturated, so you might actually have a better chance of getting on this show.
I did like Noah. Simon was dead on when he said he didn't think that we saw anything close to what he's capable of.
Right.
I also want to know why he keeps saying that he was on Glee. Was he like in background of Glee?
No, he was in Glee the last season.
So he was like a full character.
Like a full-on character.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, there's his story.
That's what I think they're setting him up to win.
So here's... let's go ahead and get to our Golden Buzzer picks. Like, out of all these performers tonight, who are your guys' favorite act?
UDI.
For sure.
I would like to favorite act Tyra's hair. I want to go with this picture because this picture right here, it literally, she looks like she stole Ariana Grande's wig off herself. And then, like, that right there. Like,
that's so funny.
That does, you're right.
I had to do that. So,
there's a family ponytail supplier.
Tyra, I just can't with the weird little comments that you have. She has, like, maybe 14 seconds in the show, and it's like, I don't know.
Nick Cannon was just as awkward.
No, I loved Nick Cannon.
But he always, like, was a little interjected in between, right?
But he was funny, and he was cool, and he, like, he flowed.
Was before Nick Cannon? Or it was just Nick Cannon?
It was Jerry Springer and...
It was Jerry Springer?
Yeah, and then Regis Philbin was before Jerry Springer.
I don't remember
that.
Did you like it?
I don't know if I watched it when Jerry Springer did it.
I think Jerry only had, like, 2 seasons, but he had, like, this really, like, weird voice to me. Like, ba da ba da
ba da ba. Amazing. I don't remember that at all.
Wait, we didn't talk about the Rihanna girl.
Yeah, she was.
You guys are a little divided on this. I think the reason I'm intrigued by it is because David Blaine is so huge, and there's not a female that does creepy stuff like that. But I think she needs to flesh out her show more. I do think she's Satan, but I think that people would go see it.
I didn't even think she did anything cool. Like, the book thing, that was not cool. Yeah. We see that a 3-year-old could do that.
I said bad magic covered by weird stunts.
Yeah, so if she had a good show and it was all about horror, it could be intriguing, but she needs to figure it out.
Yeah, like, she just kind of does this weird thing. That's all she does.
Twitching. That's all she does.
I wonder what her next...
I want to know what happened when she won Asia's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because we had brought that up. She won Asia's Got Talent
last year.
Yeah. Last year, she won Asia's Got Talent.
Wait, so then why are they letting her on this? Like, she already won a competition show.
Right.
That's not cool. That's her story.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, I hate being like, that's not fair, but, like, She already won a competition. Like, why is she now coming over here?
That's interesting.
You know what's funny to me? I was going to bring this up because it reminded me. I don't know. There's this thing in the Philippines that is, it's a huge, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that it was a huge, like, celebration where they do this lip singing, scary, dark lip singing. I have to show you guys the video. It's so insane.
Oh, my God.
And it's a huge, like, celebratory, I don't know, event in the Philippines I heard about. And it reminded me of that. But if any of you viewers have heard of this.
Maybe that's a clip we can use next week or something.
Yes, I'll definitely have a clip for that next week. Because it's so creepy.
I agree with you guys on Dance Team UDI. That was my favorite of this episode by far.
So you think that they're setting up for another singer to win?
And I not do. Some-
wonder why.
I don't know. That's just the feeling I got when the whole Noah segment happened. Just in there, in his like behind, in his B-roll footage, mm-hmm. how they had him do a second song, the way they, I don't know. I just have this feeling.
Do you think it's because they think they can make more money off singers?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why it's always a singer winning. So it's like, there's
because you can, yeah. Because I mean, there's record sales. Right, yeah. You mean, there's, you know, with the Las Vegas show, you're just doing ticket sales.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to some news and our special segments here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Here it comes. All right, Joseph, I know you've got a little bit of news just for our America's Got Talent judges here.
Hey, everybody. Remember that show a long time ago where these people would open up suitcases, lovely models down there? Hallie Mandel is going to be back hosting Deal or No Deal in the next few months. They are shooting in L.A. right now. But that's it.
Obsessed with that show. My boyfriend won't stop calling him Harvey. I'm like, his name is Howie.
Do you remember that Chrissy Teigen got her start there? She was a model on Deal or No Deal.
So was Meghan Markle.
No!
Oh, what? Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I need to go on.
Right?
Yep.
That's how Chrissy Teigen... Right. How'd she get known for that? Yeah, there's so many of those girls I never know
like
who they
are. She started like that, and then she ended up in a John Legend music video, and from there...
Her life just...
Man.
Just changed.
Yeah.
Now, Melinda, you also have some news, right? Go ahead and tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, I just released my EP called The One. It's on Spotify and iTunes, and I've been touring. I started a pre-tour in April, and then I toured the last 2 months around the country, and... Yeah, and then I'm opening for O-Town on August 19th at the Troubadour.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, what is the hardest thing about being a singer on the road?
Ooh, sleep.
Honestly,
when I came home, I really feel like I slept for almost 2 days because I was exhausted. Yeah.
And you're married, so how does that take a toll on your relationship?
Yeah. It doesn't take a toll. I mean, we're very close, and our relationship started out long distance, so it's not something that's like foreign to us. But he was with me the first week of the tour, which was amazing. But it more takes a toll on my dog. She's like pissed.
Oh my
God. I FaceTimed her, and she swatted the phone and walked away. She was like that mad at me. So, no, my poor baby. I'm doing that. And then I also have a podcast called Boss Please with two other ladies, Jillian Leff, who actually was a host here for the Fosters After Show, and Megan LaMontagne. And it's all about female empowerment. So we interview female bosses in their respective fields. Yeah.
Do you have any other talents besides singing? Like, if you were going to go on America's Got Talent and you couldn't be a singer, what would you do?
Oh, God, no. But I make a mean chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
Oh, the Food Network.
Yes, I'm totally about the Food Network. Absolutely.
Maybe you should be a singer.
I know. We could have been your judges.
We need to have some of those cookies if you come back.
Yes.
And what I do want to do is just show a little clip here from one of your most recent LA performances. So we. Killing that bass.
You own that stage, bro.
Yes. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one we saw before?
Yeah.
So good. Now, are you independent or signed?
Independent. Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. That whole record, that confuses me. The whole record label
It's a mess, but it's way easier to be independent now and make a good living as an artist.
I think, who started, I don't know if he started that, but I remember hearing Macklemore being independent, and from there, like, I just remember being like, what is that? I always thought you had to be signed. And then
if you get a good team behind you.
That's awesome. Good.
So with you, when you perform and when you go out, do you watch yourself back? Because I know, like, actors and people, some people are like, I do not like watching myself back. Do you watch yourself back and
all
critique yourself?
And not all the time, because I want to get better.
That's good.
And I think it's important. So when people are like, oh, I don't watch myself, it's like, well, how do you know what you did? You know what I mean? Like, you have to hear. You have to watch. So I watch it all the time. Probably in an obsessive amount. I'm like, don't do that ever again. Don't hit that note again. Yeah. It's important.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for today. As always, you can find us on all kinds of different social media. My name is at Sean Paul Payton on Instagram, Twitter, and everything else.
And I'm Justine, and you can follow me at Let's Face It with Justine on Instagram. I do makeup and stuff. And also, oh, this is my boyfriend's clothing line, Rising Records. Ooh. I forgot I was wearing it. I was like, let me give him a shout out.
There you guys go.
Are interested in like workout apparel and just like cool stuff he's launching.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh. I'm at Joseph A. Shepherd. Comment on all my pictures on Instagram and just write weird comments. Thank you.
You can do the same on mine. It's on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain.
And you can follow me at Melinda Hale, MalyndaHale, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Just attack our accounts and just attack us with comments and we'll feel more.
Weird ones, good ones.
Well, thanks so much, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.